Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Some scattered showers are in our forecast for today. We can see some of that just back to our south and west. I'll show you when that lifts up across our area.
A man accused of taking pictures of a teen girl in the dressing room of a Gardner clothing store is due in court today. What a social media profile is revealing about the man the girl says was peeping.
And there could be a new model, a new plan of how your child's school is graded. Today, the state superintendent speaking with lawmakers on how to change protocol. Just ahead, I'm breaking down all the details and how it will affect you.
We're working on a number of stories for you here on this Monday morning. Hope you had a great weekend, and we're glad you're waking up with us. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, as folks get back to work here on this Monday, it was a pretty nice weekend. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. Pretty dry, pretty sunny. How are we looking this morning?
Yeah, not as much of either one of those. Actually, when I walked in, you could see a big moon out there with partly cloudy skies. But just to our south and west, we're seeing these showers. That's going to be lifting up across our area today. So we're going to walk through Futurecast and take a look. We do have some cloud cover that's down south right now, and we'll move that into motion. By 7 or 8 o'clock, it's still down to the south. But once we get closer to lunchtime, we see it lifting northward. It may not be a big issue for the morning commute. It's going to be very slow moving. But by 10 o'clock, from Southern Pines down toward Fayetteville and Clinton, we're seeing these light showers by lunchtime from Raleigh to Clinton to Goldsboro, and then it lifts northward in the afternoon from Durham to Rocky Mount to South Hill, and we start to clear from south to north as we get into the afternoon and evening. This is not going to be very much rain. It's going to settle up near the Virginia line. We're looking at a 30% chance as it lifts north to south south to north across the area today. Here's a live look at North Hills. You can see more clouds than clear sky out there. Right now, we have southwesterly wind. That is going to help to begin to warm things up. It's not terribly cold right now at 40 degrees. You can see the tower here. We put it in pink for partly cloudy skies, especially because it's going to cloud up a little bit more this morning. Upper 30s, Roxborough and South Hill. Low 40s, Fayetteville and Clinton. We're sitting at 40 in the Triangle area right now. And we'll see variably cloudy skies today. By lunchtime, 61. We climb into the upper 60s this afternoon, compared to mid-50s yesterday. I'll show you when we're back into the 70s for highs coming up.
Today, the man accused of taking pictures of an underage girl in the dressing room of a Gardner clothing store is expected in court. 50-year-old Kelly Jones of Apex is charged with secret peeping after being accused of taking pictures at Little Details Women's Boutique. Authorities accuse him of taking pictures of a 16-year-old girl while she was changing. The girl says she caught Jones taking her picture and told her mom, who confronted Jones as he came out of a fitting room. According to Jones' LinkedIn page, he's a former Army officer who served in the Maryland Army National Guard. He is due in Wake County Courtroom 1:30 this afternoon.
Most parents know North Carolina schools get a letter grade that's supposed to show how well it's doing. Today, state leaders are proposing a new way to grade those schools to give you more information about how your child's school is performing. WRAL's Laura Levine is live outside the legislative building this morning. And Laura, right now, those grades only account for test scores.
Good morning, Renee. Well, State Superintendent Catherine Truitt, she's going to meet here with lawmakers today to give an update on this idea that she's been working on for about 2 years now with an advisory group. Now, so let's say you're a parent or a caregiver moving into a new neighborhood and you want to know more about the school that your child will attend. Well, as you've mentioned, at this moment, those rankings only depend on those test scores. So today, it doesn't really share their graduation rates, attendance records, or how satisfied the teachers are, or what classes they offer. This work around school performance grade redesign is a part of Superintendent Truitt's strategic four-year plan aimed at improving outcomes for all North Carolina public schools post-pandemic. She's looking at a process to discover how the current school performance formula could be changed to include a comprehensive list of indicators that can help paint a more complete picture of school quality. WRAL's Education Insider Emily Walkenhurst tells us currently 80% of the school performance grade is based off of that standardized test score, and 20% is based on growth.
Schools do a lot more, you know, related to discipline, attendance, offering AP courses, career preparation. There's a lot of other things that schools are measured on already at the state or federal level. And she just wants to include some more of those things in that grade redesign.
So lawmakers aren't expected to make any decisions or take any action today when they meet here at noon. But this could absolutely decide how they want to proceed moving forward and if they want to take this on a more broader scale. So we'll learn more today again when they meet at noon. Laura Levine, WREL News, live in Raleigh.
This week, Wake County Public School System will start its new clear bag policy. Beginning Friday, spectators at all school-sponsored events can only bring in one clear bag, no larger than 12 inches by 15 inches by 3 inches. The purpose of the bag rule is to deter people from bringing knives or other weapons to extracurricular events. Now, some schools have already been implementing this, including Millbrook High School. This is after a February 2023 incident where a juvenile brought a loaded AR-15 to a basketball game.
A partial government shutdown is looming once again. This is a live look at the U.S. Capitol building, where Congress is facing a March 1st deadline to pass a funding deal. Federal departments and agencies that will be affected are already updating their shutdown plans in the event a deal is not reached. One of the major issues under debate is $118 billion in aid for Ukraine, something many Democrats and Republicans are pushing for.
Not only the future of Ukraine is on the line, which is extremely important, but the larger battle against authoritarianism is on the line.
Ukraine will not fail under our watch. There's too much at stake here. This is not just about Ukraine. This is about freedom versus dictatorships. This is about truth versus propaganda.
This will be the fourth time since September lawmakers have been up against a funding deadline. Lawmakers keep passing these short-term stopgap deals.
A major road in Raleigh will have a lane closed starting later this morning. Raleigh Water will close the right lane of Glenwood Avenue between Alexander Road and White Oak Road at 9 o'clock this morning for a sewer main repair. The closure is expected to last through 4 this afternoon, though work schedules are subject to change based on weather and other factors. Drivers should expect traffic delays and should avoid this area if possible. Water customers should not experience any interruption of services.
Another blow to Nikki Haley's challenge of former President Donald Trump for the Republican presidential nomination. After her loss in South Carolina on Sunday, the political network, financed largely by billionaire Charles Koch, says it will no longer spend funds to support Haley's campaign. The conservative advocacy group Americans for Prosperity Action says it still supports Haley's effort, but it does not believe any outside group can help expand her path to victory. Now that Trump is closing in on the nomination, the group says it will focus its efforts on congressional races instead.
Today we'll learn more about new funding for conservation projects in our state. United States Deputy Secretary Laura Daniel Davis will be in Raleigh to make that announcement. It's part of the White House's America the Beautiful Challenge. The project funds landscape-scale conservation and restoration projects across the country. The announcement will happen at noon.
We have a couple of huge lottery jackpots up for grabs in the coming days. Tonight's Powerball jackpot has grown to $391 million after no one matched all the numbers in Saturday's drawing. Meanwhile, the Mega Millions grand prize in tomorrow night's drawing now stands at $563 million. You can watch both drawings on WREL right before our 11 p.m. news.
Some drivers will want to expect a bit of a longer commute at a busy road in Carrboro. Jones Ferry Road between Old Greensboro and Old Fayetteville Road will close at 9 a.m. It'll be closed until Friday for shoulder repair work. Be sure to plan ahead and slow down. Stay alert near the work zone there.
Students in our area are getting a closer look at robotics as a potential career path. How a team called the Cyber Bears is opening their eyes to the possibilities.
An American couple is presumed dead after their yacht was hijacked in the Caribbean. What we are learning about them and who authorities say was behind the attack.
We have a big warm-up ahead today as you look live at Goldsboro. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner is back after the break with how warm it's going to get today and how soon we will be feeling temperatures approaching 80 degrees.
We're 42. We have a little bit of rain that's just on the edge of our viewing area. Gradually, that's going to be sliding eastward across our region and then lifting northward. So almost everybody's going to see some rain, but it's not going to stick around for long, and it won't be very much rain out there. We'll take a look at what's happening right now. We have Wilson. The whirligigs are spinning fairly slowly, but it may be a bit more windy tomorrow. We'll have another chance of rain tomorrow as well. 40 in Wilson, 40 in Durham, and 42 in Fayetteville. We're all dry right now, but again, we're going to see that light band of showers lifting northward across our area a little later on. So a few isolated showers this morning, especially in our southwestern counties. 42 degrees. Temperatures are cool, but not as cold as they've been. And a big warm-up coming our way. 61 at lunchtime. Walking the dogs this evening. Temperatures will still be in the 60s.
We now know the names of two Americans believed to have been killed after their police say their yacht was hijacked off the island of Grenada. A sailing club identified the couple as Kathy Brandle and Ralph Hendry from Virginia. They were spending the winter cruising the Eastern Caribbean. Police in Grenada say they have three men in custody who escaped from prison on February 18th, and police believe they may have killed the couple. A GoFundMe campaign to support their families has raised more than $48,000.
North Carolina's primary election is just over a week away, and a church in Durham is making sure people are aware, educated, and motivated to cast their ballots, hoping to improve voter turnout in the city. St. Joseph AME Church held a Souls to the Polls event Sunday. Civil rights activist Benjamin Chavis served as keynote speaker.
A democracy is on the ballot. Freedom is on the ballot. Justice is on the ballot. Equity is on the ballot. Equality is on the ballot. So everybody needs to go out and vote.
All candidates for governor were invited to the event. Two of them showed up. North Carolina's primary is March 5th.
We have more information this morning about a suspect in last week's Georgia's nursing student's death. We now know 26-year-old Jose Ibarra is not a U.S. citizen and has been arrested before. Immigration agents say Ibarra was arrested in 2022 after entering the U.S. illegally, but was paroled and released for further processing. ICE says Ibarra was also arrested last September in New York. He was charged with acting in a manner to injure a child as well as a vehicle license violation. And now conservative politicians are demanding President Biden take action to secure the border in the wake of Laken Riley's death.
A Black History Month celebration in Raleigh showed off the diversity in robotics. Cyber Bears is a robotics team. It was created by the TMT Youth Community Foundation with the primary goal of exposing and training youth of color in vulnerable communities to STEM careers.
Our goal is to be able to take this across the state so that we can take black and brown children, robots, and teach them about the Silicon Valley, where they are, and be able to have the skills that will be able to employ them here in this area.
So they invited kids ages 6 to 14 to come out for a Sunday robot building workshop. Along with learning how to build a robotic arm in just 45 minutes, kids got to meet the team and see the debut of their competition robot, Goldilocks.
Passengers on a Norwegian cruise ship are being quarantined off the coast of East Africa because of an outbreak of illness. Norwegian says a small number of guests on its Norwegian Dawn ship had mild symptoms of the illness that some think may be cholera. They are now stuck at the port of an island nation until at least tomorrow, waiting to disembark from their 12-day cruise. Norwegian says it's helping guests with changes to their travel arrangements.
Could deadly wildfires like the recent ones in Maui and California happen here in North Carolina? New research suggests climate change is fueling the flames and increasing risk across our region.
We experience droughts all the time, but you pair it with high temperatures, and that allows fuels to dry out really quickly. And so you quickly end up with a situation of conditions is perfect for a large, fast-moving fire.
Tonight at 6, WRL climate change reporter Liz McLaughlin takes a look, an in-depth look at how fire threats are changing in North Carolina and how to find out if your home is at risk.
It is 447 and our high temperatures will be changing quickly. We are going to warm things up. First, meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner tracking some morning showers there on the dual Doppler radar.
We're seeing a little bit of rain in the southwestern part of the viewing area. It's going to continue to creep eastward. And then almost everybody ends up seeing some rain at some point today. It'll be a very slow moving band that's lifting northward across the area. So typically these systems move from west to east. We're seeing a little bit of rain in Southern Pines right now. Some of that in the southern southwestern portion of Moore County. A little bit of that trying to creep into Hope County as well, but gradually this whole band will continue to shift eastward into Chatham County and the rest of the viewing area. We'll widen out the view a little bit, and you can see this is a look at the big picture. We still have a good bit of rain stretched back across the mountains. This high pressure system will be pushing eastward and kind of helping to force that up to the north, and so it's headed up toward the Virginia line as we get through the day today. Here's a look at Futurecast, and you can see that little band of showers back here across our southwestern counties. By the time we get to 8 a.m., it's likely to be from Goldsboro through Raleigh and Durham. So it's going to, you know, move pretty quickly in the next few hours. And it may be a bit wet for the morning commute for some folks. Not looking at anything terribly heavy, but between 8 and 10, we see that band of showers. Once we get to lunchtime, it starts to lift northward. So between noon and 3, it's pushing up toward Roxboro, South Hill, and Roanoke Rapids. And then after that, kind of hangs around during the evening commute up near the Virginia line and moves out by around 9 o'clock or so. We may clear a bit overnight tonight, but there's more rain in the forecast for tomorrow. It's more widespread. Around midday, we start to see some bands of rain moving through. There's 1 o'clock in the afternoon. There's 4 o'clock. Maybe we'll get a break around the evening commute. We could see more rain pushing in during the evening. So from mid-morning on through the evening, we'll see some scattered showers rolling through. It won't rain the whole time, but we'll just see some scattered rain. Looking at very cloudy skies right now, 40 degrees around the triangle. We're going to see our winds shifting to southerly today, and that's going to warm things up fast. So 39 in Roxboro and South Hill right now, 44 in Southern Pines, 42 in Fayetteville. But those temperatures are going to warm quickly. 68 in Raleigh, 65 in Durham, and 71 in Fayetteville this afternoon. And our southern counties should actually see a bit of sunshine this afternoon as we see that rain shifting northward. 58 is our normal high, but we could hit 77 by Wednesday. Just as quickly as we warm up, though, temperatures drop back into the mid-50s for Thursday and Friday behind a front. And we'll talk a little bit more about that front that arrives in the middle of the week coming up in about 30 minutes. It is looking a little unsettled for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Does not look like a washout, but we'll be watching that closely. It looks like our temperatures will be nice and mild.
Thanks, Elizabeth. We are getting a look at the big shows coming to the DPAC in its next season. The Broadway productions you'll be able to see on the Durham stage in the coming year.
And coming up at 6, AT&T is reaching out to customers who lost service during last week's major outage. The reimbursement it's offering to try and compensate people for their frustration.
.453 is the time right now, just ahead of 5 a.m. and a live look at White Lake. Good morning to all the fine folks in Bladen County this morning. Glad you're with us. Thursday will be February 29th, a date we see only every 4 years. But do you know why? Ted Lindner explains the importance of leap years and what life on Earth would be like if we didn't have them.
It's still the shortest month. But this year, February is an extra day longer, all thanks to 2024 being a leap year. And while it may not seem like a big deal, there's a whole lot of science and math behind why we alter our calendars.
The reason we have leap years is because the length of the year and the length of the day are not really related to each other.
A year is measured by the amount of time it takes the Earth to make one full trip around the sun. According to NASA, that takes about 365 days, 6 hours, and 9 minutes.
In order to keep the calendar synced up with things like the seasons, particularly when the beginning of spring is and the beginning of fall, the equinoxes, we have to make a correction to the calendar.
And if we didn't have leap years, life as we know it would look a lot different.
What would happen is eventually the calendar would get out of sync with the seasons. So we would like to have the start of spring be in March. And if we didn't have the leap years, eventually the spring would start to drift and we'd start having the first day of spring be in January or October. The basic idea is that usually every 4 years, you add an extra day to the calendar.
But in the distant future,
the length of the day is actually growing longer due to tidal effects from the moon. So eventually, we won't need leap years anymore. when the number of days and years is exactly 365. That's going to happen in about something like 2 to 3 million years from now.
We'll just wait for that. That was Ted Lindner reporting. What about people who are born on February 29th? On non-leap years, they may celebrate their birthday on either the 28th or March 1st. Their legal birthday on non-leap years, though, is March 1st because they were born on the day after February 28th.
2 dozen more Starlink satellites are in orbit.
3, 2, 1, ignition, liftoff.
A SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket took off from Cape Canaveral yesterday with the latest batch of satellites. Starlink is a constellation of satellites that provides internet service to more than 70 countries. The company now has more than 5,400 satellites in orbit.
Deepak is getting ready for its 2024-25 season with the announcement of the coming attractions. Two exciting mentions are the musical Back to the Future and Broadway's big new hit, And Juliet. Clue, A Beautiful Noise, the Neil Diamond musical, Shucked, Kimberly Akimbo, Some Like It Hot, and The Wiz also come to town. You can purchase season packages now on Deepak's website. Tickets to individual shows will go on sale later this year.
It's a very exciting lineup. Listen up to this important date that you'll want to know about. If you have a legal question, you can get it answered for free this week. Five on Your Side is partnering with the North Carolina Bar Foundation for Lawyers on Call. Call in Friday to talk to a licensed lawyer absolutely free. This public service is completely anonymous, designed to connect you with legal information.
How your child's school is graded could change just ahead. We're breaking down a new plan that goes beyond looking at standardized tests.
A star player on Duke's basketball team says he was hurt as fans from Wake Forest stormed the court. The update we're expecting today about his injury and how the ACC may respond to what happened.